B-Pod Studios.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mav.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mav.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me, too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Felger and Mav, presented by DraftKings, here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Big Jim Murray in for Mav's scheduled day off. He'll be back tomorrow. Marshall Hook filling in our update studios, resetting our top stories, as we like to say. The counteroffensive by the New England Patriots is on, folks. It's on. The Brady watch. Week to go. 8 days until his contract expires. 6 days until the legal tampering period. And it's getting good. It's getting a little nasty. It's getting a little back and forth. It's getting a little personal. And that's good. Well, that's good for us. Anyway, I didn't think it would get to this spot. I really didn't. I mean, not that I... Well, my original thought was that he was going to retire. But I didn't think it would... Boy, did you ever think it'd get down to this? We're a week to go and they're snipping at each other through media members on ESPN?
No, because it's because of all he's done and how... everything he's accomplished over these last 20 years, I thought it would be a little... I didn't think it would get dirty.
Yeah, me neither. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't think that they would make Brady kind of look like the bad guy, and that's how this is starting to look here over the last 24 or 48 hours.
So the Field Yates thing is, you know, was one of them. You know,
it never ends well.
The tweet yesterday, yeah, right. I guess so, right.
All these said, people who, oh, it never ends well, ever. Nothing ends well.
I thought this might be the one, because they've defied everything. Like, they've, you know, they've just...
Because if Bill's done, and the Krafts know that, Robert Kraft knows that, then the classy thing to do here, it's good for the... It would be tough for people to accept immediately, but the classier thing to do, it would be better in the long term to just say, hey, you know what, he's not in our long-term plans, at least in the next few years. We need to move on. He's a free agent. There are going to be suitors for him. We wish him the best. Or something along those lines. Instead, it's... Ugh. Now they're kind of dragging his name through the mud a little bit, and it's starting to get ugly.
There's a back and forth. It started with the Field Yates tweet yesterday, and you know, never mind the fact that Belichick basically told Brady, no, you have to start. We've already offered you a contract last August, the one that Brady told him to go screw over. Said, no, we did that last August. Never mind that that's actually what the phone call was, but the reporting of it from Field Yates, and again, I missed this yesterday, or I didn't put enough attention into it, that they just sort of twist what happened in that negotiation last year. Field Yates started off that series of tweets by saying, during last training camp, Brady and the Patriots discussed a new deal, including a multi-year extension. Brady's preference was to not add any years to his deal, portraying it as Brady didn't want a multi-year deal, which
is a crock.
Everything I've heard is that is completely the opposite. He wanted a lucrative, legitimate, long-term deal like Drew Brees had. And when I say multi-years, 2 years. Add the 2 years onto the one that he had to make it three or just two extra or whatever. He wanted multi-years. That's what everyone has been reporting. Except Field Yates says Brady's preference was to not add any years to his deal, which I think is just sort of, that's just feels like a lie or just really a massaging of the facts to make Brady look like he's the one that's angling his way out of here. When if you had given him a good deal last year, you know he would have taken it.
If you gave him guaranteed years, plural, he would have taken it, not these fake years that are tacked on.
He's been looking for a real deal from you for 3 years. Now you're going to say his preference was to not add any years to the deal? That's just dirty.
Again, it's them trying to push that narrative of Tom wanted this. He wanted to be a free agent. This is all on him, which is just, it's untrue.
And then here comes Diana Rossini, who was tapped in, to, you know, management people in the NFL. I think her reporting comes from the team management side, maybe other teams, but certainly it's the Patriots side of it. And in one of these cuts, she basically admits it because she says at one point that the reporting to this point, the reporting so far on this network has been really solid on Brady's side. And then she says, and then she pretty much gives you the other side. So she's basically admitting it's coming from management here. But Diana Rossini on ESPN this morning basically said there's not much interest in Tom Brady across the league. He doesn't have much of a market. In fact, most of it's coming from him. Give me 2A, Jimmy.
We've been operating under this assumption that there are eight teams, maybe more, involved in these Tom Brady sweepstakes. Is that accurate with what the market actually looks like who want Tom Brady?
Look, you're going to see Tom Brady, and every owner, every head coach, every GM is going to go, I'm intrigued. But the reality is, from just talking to sources around the league, it seems Brady is a lot more interested in teams than teams are actually interested in Tom Brady. I think a lot of organizations are sitting back right now watching to see how the next few days go. Adam Schefter was reporting yesterday that this week he expects Brady and the New England Patriots to have some sort of conversation because they need to make a decision. New England needs to figure out what they're going to do here at the quarterback spot. Brady, you coming back or not? I think once that conversation happens, the chips begin to fall. But in terms of Brady's interest in these other teams versus teams being interested in Brady, I think it goes like this to this.
Okay, and she makes a hand gesture where the where Brady's interest in other teams is way up here, and the team's interest in Brady is way down here.
I believe that's what we call a precipitous drop-off.
She says here, Brady is a lot more interested in teams than teams are interested in Brady. So that's either smoke, that's either bullcrap coming from management side, either the Patriots management or maybe another team's management who wants to, you know, get Brady at a good price. But either way, that's a management opinion. Either that's smoke, bullcrap, a lie, or even worse, as far as I'm concerned, it's true.
Yeah.
If it's true, and my guess is that he has interest, okay? But if I'm wrong, and Diana Rossini's right, and it's true that most of the rumors we've heard have been generated from Brady and not from the teams, that would suck. That would suck. Because, again, I've gotten my backup on the player side, as always tends to happen in these contract things with NFL players. And I've always had this through the years with the Patriots, right? Like, Deion Branch, I said this yesterday. Like, I just always invariably end up taking the player's side, almost always. Because I just, like, NFL owners, it's like, they win again. They control everything. They always get their way.
And whether it's here or any of the other 31 other teams, they always try to paint the picture as a greedy a-hole.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. So I want the player to win in these. And so I want Brady to win in this. And it would suck. Oh, and it would disgust me if there was really no interest in him across the league. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. That would blow. And what would blow slightly less is if the Patriots or other teams are just making that up and planting that to dampen Brady's market. And I hope Brady hears that and it pisses him off. I hope that pisses him off because
He should feel insulted on the reporting of the last couple of days and some of the things that have been put out there.
He should feel insulted by this next one. Dan Rossini follows up on this where, well, again, more on Brady drumming up business. And why is he doing that? Go ahead.
Some of these, what might be described as a surprise scenario. Is that what we're waiting for here? Well, all of a sudden, on Monday, Diana will be on our show saying, you know, I didn't see this coming, but here's a team no one was talking to.
Yeah, I think the team that we need to put back up on the board that we're all walking away from is New England. I think we, for whatever reason, because some of the reporting at ESPN has been excellent from at least the side of Brady, that, yeah, he is interested to see what the market is. But what is that market going to be? I don't think any of us have ever really considered that maybe some of this wooing or some of the interest that's being put out there on the side of Brady is to save him embarrassment if the market isn't, to use your word, as robust as you would think for Tom Brady. Because I hear what you're saying. How do you not have interest in Tom Brady? But when you start looking at it and really start breaking down the details of it, is it really the smart decision for your organization? And I think there's a very good amount of teams out there who do not believe that Tom Brady is their answer.
Okay. Let me get that. That's a whopper. That some of the interest that has been reported out there has been done to save Brady the embarrassment of not having a strong market and not having teams wanting him. That is, if I'm Brady in his camp, that should piss me off.
Don't embarrass yourself, Tom. No one wants you. Just come back to us.
You're just making it up because you're embarrassed by the fact that no one wants you. Like, they're talking about that. They're talking that way about Tom Brady.
I don't know how you hear that in your him and not be livid.
I mean, and again, I think she tells you where she's coming from when she says, first of all, put New England on the board. And so the reporting has been excellent so far here on this network on the side of Brady.
Now here's the other side.
But what if some of that interest is just for him to save embarrassment over the fact that he doesn't have a strong market? Like, that's a shot. And that, again, oh, do I want to see Brady stick it up their keister on that? Oh, do I want Brady to come out, you know, next Monday or next Wednesday and have three or four legit offers from good teams and he picks his spot with a chance to, you know, all of it. And like, this has gotten my back up so much that I've now flipped on Tampa, where last week I told you I don't want Brady to go to Tampa. That would be bad for him, bad for his brand. You know, I have to draw a line somewhere, and Tampa's that line. Garbage franchise, Mickey Mouse market, don't go to Tampa. Now, that was last week. Now, today, after hearing Diana Rossini, go to Tampa, Tom.
Right, if that's how they really feel about it.
Take the job.
And I wasn't considering one of these teams that I would never go to because they're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If they're going to bowl me over, even if it's not, even if they're going to give me that Breeze contract from a couple of years ago, two at 50 guaranteed, you know what? Now I'm going to go. Because, oh, otherwise it would be embarrassing. It's embarrassing that
he's embarrassed because he doesn't have a strong market. So he's going to make up this interest from other teams. Is he making it up? Let's find out. Oh, I don't want him to be making it up. I want him to have that actual interest. Oh, the Patriots say, you're just making it up because you're embarrassed over the fact that you don't have a market. Really? Well, let's see. Show me. Take that offer, Tom. So take the, if it's Tampa, fine. Yep. Stupid uniforms, Mickey Mouse market, dysfunctional franchise. Change it.
Go. Revitalize yourself. Revitalize that franchise. Make him a player.
Go win there.
Playoffs for the first time in 13 years, whatever it is.
You go win there, no one will laugh at you.
Right.
You go to the Super Bowl with Tampa, no one laughed at John Gruden when he went there and won the Super Bowl.
Save himself the embarrassment.
Oh, he's embarrassed. Tom's embarrassed. You hear that, Don Yee? You guys are embarrassed over your market, so you have to make up the interest in you. That's an interesting one. That's a good one.
The only person that likes hearing that is Bruce Arians, because now he's like, ooh, we're in play. We got a shot.
All right, so that those are the bombs from Diana Rossini. And also, oh, it turns out Tennessee, and no interest in Brady. It turns out Brady's making up the interest in Tennessee, too. You'll hear that right after these words.
Duggar Maz. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I think at this point, it's a bit of a stretch. I think Tom Brady certainly has interest in playing with the Tennessee Titans. I think the Titans flirted with the idea. They liked it, maybe had some meetings to discuss it. But in the end, they want to go with Ryan Tannehill. Whether or not they can figure out how they're going to make that work contractually, we still need to figure out. But you have to figure if they can't come up with a contract that works for Ryan Tannehill and the Titans, they'll most likely tag him. Because remember, they have Derrick Henry, who they're going to most likely need to pay. But in terms of Brady's interest in playing in Nashville, he certainly would love that opportunity. But from what I can gather, it does not seem like the Tennessee Titans are all in on Tom Brady.
I just want to confirm, because it felt to me like when you were first talking about that, you were referring to the Titans' interest in him in the past tense. Did you do that on purpose? Like, you basically like you're saying they've moved past that idea.
I think every team has got to be open-minded to Tom Brady. They have to have that conversation. I just think that they're more committed to making it work with Ryan Tannehill than they are with Tom Brady.
That one. Oh, you'd rather have Ryan Tannehill than Tom Brady?
I the more I hear this, the more I can't believe how stupid these people are.
And again, the way she phrases it, you know, Brady would love the opportunity to play in Nashville. Tom Brady has interest in the Titans. But the Titans want to go with Ryan Tannehill. Like, just think of that.
Then the Titans are idiots from the top on down.
Brady has interest in the Titans, but the Titans want to go with Ryan Tannehill. That blows me away. Either it's bullcrap, and that disgusts me, or it's true, and that disgusts me even more. I mean, give me a break. And I understand, Tannehill's younger. So you say, why give up 10 years of Tannehill for 2 years of Brady? To which I say, because Tannehill is never going to win anything. And I said this earlier, and I'll restate it. Whoever signs Ryan Tannehill will be looking for a new quarterback in 2 years anyway, whether it's Tennessee or somewhere else. Whoever gives Ryan Tannehill money and makes him the franchise quarterback, they will be in the same spot the Miami Dolphins were, which is, in short order, you will realize he's not good enough, and you will have to go back into the quarterback market anyway. So, again, either Brady's being done dirty here by someone,
or the Titans are actually that stupid.
Or it's the truth, and the Titans are just another one of these conservative, lame NFL teams that don't want to be great.
The Titans are going to re-up a quarterback that the Miami Dolphins didn't want. They're going to spend real money on a quarterback that the Miami Dolphins booted out the window.
Marshall, on a quarterback who wasn't their starter to begin the season. You caught lightning in a bottle with Ryan Tannehill last year.
It's That's a contract drive. Are you not paying attention?
They traded Ryan Tannehill and the sixth-round pick for a seventh-round pick.
And now you're going to pick him over Tom Brady. Please tell me that's not true.
And you know why I don't buy it, too? There was, I tried to find the actual audio of it, but it's A.J. Brown, the rookie wide receiver last year.
Yeah.
He was on SiriusXM NFL radio yesterday and was asked about, you know, Tannehill, Brady, Tannehill, who would you want? And he said, of course we would want Ryan back. I got chemistry with him already going into year two. I feel like it would just grow more. But unfortunately, if things don't go as planned and we get Tom Brady, like, who wouldn't want to play with Tom Brady?
Unfortunately.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, and now there's this whole other thing taking hold.
You don't want to throw your teammate under the bus if he's going to be coming back. I get it. But, if, you know, he at least is honest. It's like, yeah, who wouldn't want to play with Tom Brady?
So, again, let me give the second Rossini cut on Tennessee. They circle back to it the next hour, and she threw out something that's being now starting to be discussed, that Vrabel would actually be a detriment. Mike Vrabel would be a detriment to Tom Brady coming down to Tennessee. Go ahead.
Tennessee has been a spot that we have sort of circled for quite some time based on the relationship between the head coach Mike Vrabel and Brady and other factors. What are you hearing about Tennessee and Brady?
I think at this point right now, Tennessee is trying to work a deal out with Ryan Tannehill. This is a quarterback that they believe can help them get back to the AFC Championship game and possibly to the Super Bowl, which obviously is the goal for them. I think it makes sense in terms of their interest in Tom Brady, knowing the connection between, you know, Mike Vrabel and Brady. And, you know, we saw the stuff on social media with the FaceTime, and they obviously have a great relationship. But I also think that relationship is the reason why they're not interested in signing Tom Brady, because it makes it really complicated. Because they're going to have real man-to-man conversations that could possibly affect their relationships as friends because of what they want to do on the field. So I think at this point, Ryan Tannehill will be the future quarterback in Tennessee if they can figure out a way to make it work contractually.
Okay, that one hook has you grabbing your forehead?
I mean, yeah, in so many different ways. Yes, because pro athletes have a tremendous history of not wanting to play with their friends.
Right.
All right, now I understand the dude's the coach, but he's a pro athlete, right? Oh, we can't play together. We're friends. We can't do that. You can't come and be my quarterback because I wouldn't want to ruin the friendship. Something I heard a lot of in high school about ruining the friendship and things like that. But come on. Like, I don't know who came up with that. I'm going to assume it's not that woman. I'm going to assume it's some agent or somebody, Bill Belichick. Like, let me think of another reason why that would be. Oh, you wouldn't want to ruin the friendship.
Well, because, I mean, but like, isn't that exactly what Brady's looking for? In other words, he's looking for a different approach from his coach as opposed to adversarial and being dumped on. He wants a partnership or somebody he can work with or feel co-invested with, etc. So it feels like
he's tired of the chain of command with Bill being above him.
Right, that Vrabel's something that he wants. But now it's no.
It's being spun as, no, you would ruin the friendship. Why would you want that, Tom? I said earlier, that's like a telltale sign of like an abusive relationship. Telling that other person, you'll never have it as good as me. The other guy, Mike Vrabel of the Titans, you've always had the good friendship, Tom, but you might ruin the friendship, so just stay.
First of all, men don't really have friends to begin with. They just don't, okay?
Okay, so
he hangs out with Super G and that's it.
All of this, from the way the phone call went and Bill Belichick, you know, saying, Bill, Tom, it's your turn to make an offer. We made you an offer last August, to that reporting today that feels really one-sided from the team. Murray, what have you arrived at as it relates to Tom Brady and what you want him to do?
I want him to retire if he has to come back here. If after yesterday's news of we're waiting on you, Tom, you, the free agent, this is not how free agency works, but no, you make the offer. And then, you know, based on the phone conversation last week where he hears, oh, no, we made you the offer last August. If Brady doesn't go to one of these teams like Tampa because he would feel like, well, it's the Tampa Bay Bucks and I don't want to have to play for them, then I hope he retires. I mean it. I shouldn't be surprised that Bill Belichick of the Patriots, like every other team in free agency, is treating Tom Brady or any of the players kind of like a piece of garbage, and they try to paint them as greedy, and you have it good here, and nobody wants you. But the continued work recently in the last like week by the media cartel of trying to pump up Jared Stidham, and some of the stuff that's coming out, and like that last clip that we just played where you'd ruin the friendship with Mike Vrabel. Don't play for Bill. They don't he specifically, the relationship that you, Tom, that you seem you're sick of, he don't value you. He don't want you back. And it might hurt your TB12 brand to retire when you wanted to play to 45 and you had wanted the whole longevity thing. But you can't walk back through that door and play for that guy for pennies on the dollar, because you're not going to get the money in years you're looking for. After all this, after how he is treating you like any other guy, if not worse, you'd look like a complete fool. So you know what? Retire. I didn't think I wanted to see him keep playing, but I don't think they're going to surround him with talent if he comes back. He's not going to get the money he wants. He's still going to be miserable. So if it's not going to be somewhere else where it would look really awkward, like Tampa, maybe the Chargers, maybe Vegas, then retire. Retire. That's the last middle finger you can give to Bill.
So again, I always, you know, circle the wagons for the players in these, and I find myself rooting for Brady now on this. Even though I want the Patriots to move on, I'm rooting for Brady just in this battle with the Patriots. So I'm rooting for him. And I think that the bigger F you to the team, Murray, is if he goes and plays for the Bucs.
Oh, of course. But
you couldn't do enough to keep Tom Brady from going to the Buccaneers. You lost Brady to Tampa.
The way that they're treating him.
Oh, like that
this
is
information
like,
out.
That's an F you.
They feel like you don't have another choice. You have to play for us. So you know what? No, I don't. Screw
exactly.
I'll retire.
Thank you. So that's what. So retire does it too, but so does Tampa. Oh, you think I won't take Tampa? You think I have no market? You think I'm making up my market? Because I'm embarrassed because I have no market? All right, see you later. You'll see me in Tampa or Miami, which we hear might be back in the picture. And I'll see you twice a year. I mean, I hope that's what we're getting. I hope that's what we're getting. I hope that's how Tom's taking it. The one from Rossini today is that he's drumming up interest or making up interest because he's embarrassed about his market.
Oh.
I hope that hits home for those guys.
I hope Super G heard that.
All right, so there's that. I promised your thoughts. How do you feel Brady's being treated here? How do you feel he's being treated? Your reaction after Marshall Hook's update here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Belger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
All right, to your phones as promised. Spencer in Georgia, how do you view what's going on here with Brady?
Well, I'm rooting for retirement for Brady because I feel like Tampa or a team like that is where he's going to have to go, because, you know, Bill is saying no one can deflate your balls the way I can. No one can film the other team the way I can. And even Brady admitted that if Rodgers had the institutional knowledge the Patriots had, Rodgers would have 10 rings. So Brady knows the leverage Bill has over his playing career. And the other thing, too, is I think Bill's got a lot of play, a lot of mind control with other teams. I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorist. What I'm saying is, well, if Bill doesn't want him, why should we want him? And you know, he probably told Brady weeks ago, Kyle wants Cousins. He doesn't want you. And I have a play in for Jimmy. I'm going to get Jimmy back if you don't want to be here. So, yeah, take the incentives deal, play for me, or fine, go to Tampa.
I do wonder, Spencer, if the Patriots have been able to dampen Brady's market in any way.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought about that. I don't think that's that crazy of a conspiracy theorist. Think about how those coaches and how the league feels about Bill Belichick and some of the, I mean, and it's a league run by idiots. Again, that's why Ryan Tannehill is probably going back to Tennessee and Kyle Shanahan's still obsessed with Kirk Cousins. Does his Jedi mind trick of, you know, devaluing Brady, does that run rampant through the league? And these other guys, these GMs and coaches say, you know what? If Bill don't want him, why would we want him?
I wonder if, you know, people are intimidated by crossing Robert Kraft, if owners are. Because this is an ownership play. You know, if Brady goes to Miami, that's Stephen Ross. And the Glazers are going to be heavily involved with, you know, because that's an ownership deal. And it's because it's not a pure football deal, right? You know, that owner has to actively pursue and steal Tom Brady away from the Patriots. Does that owner then have to deal with Robert Kraft on these committees and in the league and blah, blah, blah? And would that intimidate some owners that if you sign Tom Brady away and you cross Robert Kraft, you'll never have him on your side again? And some owners certainly wouldn't care. Jerry Jones wouldn't care.
Stephen Ross certainly wouldn't care.
He wouldn't?
I don't think so.
Are we sure? I mean, I have no idea. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't.
Based on how he talked about Deflategate and all that kind of stuff, I mean, he was one of the guys that was a little bit more outspoken.
I just wonder, you know, we view these owners as, you know, loving to run around and pork each other and stab each other in the back and screw each other when it comes time to punish, you know, each other and everything. But I also wonder if there's a little bit of an intimidation factor that you don't want to, you know, run afoul of Robert Kraft. And does he let that be known? And, you know, is there something like that out there? I wonder about that. If I were Brady, I'd be a little paranoid of that. I have to be honest. I would be. Billy in Rhode Island. Hi, Bill. Billy! Okay, I got to turn your TV down, turn your radio down. I'll get back to you here in a second. Anthony in Medford. Go ahead, Anthony.
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good.
The only team I'd for Brady would be San Fran, because you look at Tennessee, man, their defense does not impress me. Now, he goes to San Fran. They're already stacked. They got a running game. They're a little short in the secondary, but they're stacked everywhere else. He's got the running game. He's got the receivers. It'd be awesome for Brady and stick it in their face.
Great spot for him. Great spot on a lot of different levels. Great spot. And I think they're considering it. My opinion. What do I know? My opinion, because I do think it is telling that they haven't done anything to dismiss it. And it's been out there for a week, and it continues to gain steam. And they've done nothing to protect Garoppolo by shooting down the rumors. Don Yee, the agent for Garoppolo and Brady, has done nothing to shoot down those rumors to protect Garoppolo. And I just think that silence speaks volumes. So I think it's on the table. I do. I think San Francisco is still a possibility for Brady.
I think he's kind of underrating that Tennessee defense, too, at least in that secondary. I think they're pretty good.
And they have the coaching there, right?
Yeah.
So that you figure Vrabel would figure it out there on defense. Tennessee's a good spot, too. And the Niners are probably the best, I would say. Mary in Manchester has been waiting patiently to talk about the treatment of Brady. Mary, thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
So you and Murray were talking about this earlier, Mike, but I definitely think that there's something deeper going on with Belichick when it comes to Brady. Part of me feels that he's jealous of Brady a little bit. Maybe he feels that he's gotten too much credit for the success of the team, even though there's no shortage of credit given to him. But he always couches things in terms of business, and I'm sure partly that's true, but there's definitely something personal going on. I definitely think he wants to usher him out the door to prove something.
Okay, and that would suck, Mary. Thanks for the call. That would be the wrong reason. I'm not dismissing it. It would just be the wrong reason. Just like it's wrong for Brady to want Bill to kiss his ass and give him that nut, you know, the show him the respect and the love and that personal touch in the meeting. Like, I think that's so obnoxious of Brady. It's so diva-ish.
I don't think he has to do it all the time, but I think in these negotiations where he's a free agent for the first time, can you just act like a normal human being?
How about give him a good offer? That's all. To me, that's all it should be about. Give you a real offer that shows you respect through the offer.
All right, and that would work. But to say, I don't know, to treat him in that phone call last week, and I'm just going with the assumption that this conversation took part in that phone call, that, again, didn't go well, according to reports. But so what's the offer, Bill? I made you the offer. Huh? When? Last summer. He may as well have said, Tom, go F yourself. I'm ready to move
on. Okay, but again, Murray, that's the offer, or is it Bill's tone? I mean, you think it's both, right?
Yeah.
But yes. But I'm telling you, the offer's insulting. The offer's insulting. What do you mean, Tom, an offer? We gave you one last August. Excuse me? Like, that's insulting. You're telling me if Bill Belichick said it in the fashion of, Tom, we love you. We mean it. You've been super important to us all these years. You're more important than I am. There's no one we value more than you. We love you. We respect you. The offer from August is our offer right now.
Now,
wouldn't Brady feel the same way? So it's nothing to do with the tone and the ass kissing. It's about the offer.
He wouldn't take it. But that tone, and you're playing it up a bit, I get it, but that kind of tone and that kind of conversation would at least show there's a willingness to work a little bit. He's already shut the door. We made you the offer last August. Go F yourself, Tom. The man's not willing to change. And I get it. Like, he's what, in his 70s now? He's been coaching a million years. But I understand the frustrations of Tom Brady. You're a cold, cold man. Marshall said it earlier. I understand why Tom, after 20 years and being such a huge part of this, I think the biggest part, especially in the last 10, could use a little love.
Okay, so Marshall again wants to weigh in on this. Do the Patriots owe Tom Brady some ass kissing? I don't think they do. Like, this is where I break from Brady. He deserves a good offer. He deserves respect in terms of the offer. But in terms of Belichick getting on his knees for him, come on. I'm not into that. I don't need that. It's just his business, Tom. It's not personal. Keep it to business. But some people think Brady is owed that. When we come back, you'll hear a cut from Stephen A. Smith where he talks about Bill Belichick being simply incapable of doing that. But if he could, that would get the deal done. You'll hear that sound. We'll react to it with your calls right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz. From the Town Fair.
Because he severely lacks that interpersonal skills to ingratiate himself with another human being, even if it's a quarterback that's taken them to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 Super Bowl titles for him. Because he can't do that, it's virtually impossible for Mr. Kraft or anybody else to step in without Bill Belichick doing it. And the thing about Tom Brady is that for really the first time in his career, he's pretty much demanding that from what I'm being told. He's demanding that, wait a minute, enough of all of this. This man needs to come here and convince me that he wants me to be here. I don't need to be here anymore if he doesn't want me here. And that is what Tom Brady is looking for from Bill Belichick. That is what the Patriots are looking for from Bill Belichick. So it comes down to, from what I'm told, Bill Belichick going to Tom Brady and saying, I really want you to stay. That's all it would take, but it's a very, very, very big ask for somebody whose interpersonal skills are as challenged as Bill Belichick.
All right, there's 3 different things that I want to hit on. 3. The first is Stephen A. Smith on ESPN. Brady wants to feel the love. He wants to feel the respect from Bill Belichick in an interpersonal setting. Do the Patriots owe him that, Marshall? Is Brady right to want that?
Yes. And I think there's somewhere in the in-between of, Bill Belichick spitting at him and lying on the floor naked saying, come to me, Tom Brady, which is the flip side that you present. There is an in-between, merely saying something like, Tom, it'd be nice if you came back. Or, Tom, we're interested in having you as the quarterback. Or even just, Tom, we'd like to sign you. Do you think Bill Belichick can even bring himself to express anything other than disgust at the notion that he has to negotiate a contract with him rather than just command that he return to the Patriots or not? So there is an in-between, and after 20 years of being the guy that everyone admits has been used as an example, if I can criticize Tom Brady relentlessly in front of the team, then that helps me do it to everyone else. If Tom Brady can take the criticism, then I can beat up on anyone else in this room. That has been Tom Brady's role in Bill Belichick's eyes for a long time. Right now, for a day, for an hour, for a minute, for a single phone conversation, can you at least express just a little tiny bit of wanting him to be back, gratitude for what he's done, anything even remotely like that, I don't think is too much to ask.
I agree. I don't think it's that big of an ask, at least during the negotiations. And once the deal, if it gets done, it gets done, then, you can go back to being Bill Belichick as cold as you've always been. But in terms of this negotiation, I think you got to show Brady a little bit of love.
Nah. And the thing of it, the beat writers, the guys who carry Belichick's water, they're all, well, he's never done that before. Why would he do anything differently? Ben Volen tweeted that very thing. Has he ever done
Ben's
that
not
before?
A Belichick guy, but anyway, go.
Has he ever done that before? And I said, no. Has Tom Brady ever been a free agent before? Also, no. This one is different. It just is. And there's no amount of, we've never done it that way before, that changes that.
Okay, so, this is where I break from Brady. Come on. Who cares? It's business.
So as long as he gives you the money, then he can spit on you at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I don't care what your tone is. I'm not a tone. I don't care about pleasantries. I don't care about your tone. Like, whatever. Talk to me however you want to talk to me. I don't care. Like, you'll never hear me say, don't talk to me like that. Like, no, talk to me however you want to talk to me. However you feel you need to talk to me, go ahead. I only care about the nuts and bolts of what you're saying and the result, point A to point B. All I care about. You can talk to me however you want. And that's honestly, so I'm just like personalizing it. And for Brady, this should be business. What's the offer? Show me respect in your offer. Show me respect in your negotiation. Show me the respect in terms of business. Make me a respectful business offer as a respectful businessman in term cold, hard business. That's how I would feel the love.
The more I think about it.
I don't need your tone. I don't care about your tone.
And I know, because you're more machine than man. It's like you're a walking robot. But I think what Brady is saying, the more I think about it, is, you know, maybe I would be willing to take your crap offer that you're going to put in front of me if you just treated me like a human being, just for once after 20 years. Can you do that, Bill? And he's not even willing to do that. I really believe, like, Bill, Tom, you could get Tom back for pennies on the dollar if you just weren't a complete a-hole about it.
That I don't believe. So that was another thing. So that's the second thing from Stephen A. Because he said in that clip there that that's all it would take.
Well, I mean,
keeping in mind fair market
value. If he offered him 13 guarantees, right, he's not going to take it.
Exactly.
But if it was 21 and said, hey, you know, I'm going to try to also get you some help.
So wait, just being nice buys you a couple million bucks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think a few million bucks, yes.
Oh,
if it's a ridiculous number.
How soft are you?
If we're going to talk about Bill Belichick being the master negotiator, then wouldn't he use that to his advantage? Wait, you mean I can help myself cap-wise if I just be nice?
Don't tell me Bill Belichick
can't bring himself to do that.
Don't tell me Brady's that soft. I'll give you a couple million bucks if you're nice to me. Stop it.
New enlightened Tom Brady.
That's all it would take.
Positivity and love and all of that.
I know that's important to him, but this is also business. Like, come on, Tom. Who cares how he talks to you? Who cares? That's all it would take. So I don't believe that. But I believe the third thing. And the tip off is when Stephen A. says, you know, Bill needs to treat Brady well here. That's what the Pats are looking for from Bill Belichick. Do you hear that? He said that's what Brady's looking for here, and that's what the Patriots are looking for from Bill. So that's a direct statement to me. That means that's what Robert Kraft is expecting from Bill and wants from Bill. And this is another way of ownership blaming Bill. This is another way the Krafts get to wash their hands. Well, Bill was an a-hole to him. Oh, we told you, Bill, all you have to do is be nice.
They've really positioned it well. So that
and he couldn't
gonna,
do it.
That they're not going to take much when, of a hit.
Right, when Stephen A. says that's what the Pats are looking for from Belichick, that's him telling you that, oh, they're going to use this. When Brady walks because he has a much better offer somewhere else, they're going to say, well, we could have had him, but Bill, you know, Bill's kind of an a-hole. You know, Bill has this thing, and
don't blame us.
You know,
Bill just couldn't be nice.
He doesn't have the interpersonal relationships, and he couldn't connect with Tom on a personal level, and so Tom walked. We told Bill, be nice to him. He needs it this time, and he just couldn't do it. And they're going to blame Bill for that, which I think is complete bullcrap. I mean, again, the tone, being nice to him. Tom, we love you. We respect you. And this is Bill talking now. You mean everything to us. You are so important to us. You've been so important to us for 20 years. You have my full love and respect. 1 year, $12 million, and Jacoby Myers is your receiver. But we love you. We mean it. And you are just, and Bill gets on his knees and takes off his pants and prostrates himself in front of him and worships at the altar of Brady. 1 year, $12 million, and Jacoby Myers is your.
You're being silly. It's an unrealistic expectation.
Well, no, but exactly. So it's not all it would take. So when Stephen A. says that's all it would take, that's bullcrap.
Well, he's also painting a broad brush too. But
it's,
I think it was a matter of a few million bucks. If it was 20 guaranteed, and said, "Hey, I'll try to get you some help too. By the way, loved you the last 20 years, and would like to finish it here too."
Then Brady says, "Okay, 18? No way! Don't tell me Brady's that soft." Don't tell me he's that soft. I'm asking for 25, but if you're nice,
know how
I'll
soft
give
he
you
is
23.
With these kind of negotiations. On the field, he's as fierce a competitor as there ever has been. Maybe him and Jordan, it's 1-2. Off the field, how many times has he taken and been bent over? He's a completely different animal the field when it comes to these negotiations.
Is he that soft? And he's that pampered? He's become this diva where he needs the coach to kiss his ass? Did Bart Starr need Lombardi to kiss his ass?
It's a different time.
But I'm telling you, I mean, that's who you should compare yourself to. Like, this is part of what the Patriots are. It's Bill's demeanor. and the way he carries himself. And,
yeah, and yes, after 20 years, I don't blame him for being sick of it.
I mean, we can make fun of it and all this stuff, but, I mean, it is part of the formula down there. It is part of the success. It's part of what has made Brady Brady, if he's being honest, the way Bill has pushed everyone down there and challenged everyone, and whether Bill's capable of it or not, or if he lacks this thing, this interpersonal, whatever it is, it creates this edge down there that I think gets the most out of most of these guys. And it's gotten the most out of Brady. But now you want Bill to kiss your ass? Yes. Oh, come on.
He's had enough.
Ah, please. I don't want to hear that. This is business. What do you think? Does Brady deserve better treatment from the team? Your thoughts after Marshall Hook's 90-second update. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.